The average monthly rent in Ireland is now over €2,000. That's up from a low of €765 back in 2011. It's nearly double since COVID, and rents keep rising. In the year to March, up 5.8% in Dublin, 8.6% elsewhere. Ronan Lyons, author of the Daft.ie rent report and professor of economics at Trinity College in Dublin, joins us. Good morning, Ronan.
Good morning.
It's not just in Dublin. It's all over the country. The rents keep going up. We've talked about this time and time again. Before we get to supply issues, just give me a further overview of what's happening around Ireland.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, rents are rising in pretty much all of the 54 markets that are covered in the report. Now, these are open market rents. These are rents you would pay if you were a new tenant. Sitting tenants have a slightly different path, largely because of rent pressure zones. But for those in the open market, rents have increased quite starkly. As you say, up almost 50% in the last 5 years since the outbreak of the COVID pandemic, and about 160% higher than that low a little over 10 years ago. In Limerick, for example, rents in the open market are up 20% year on year. And that's the second year in a row we've seen increases above 20%. And there's nothing really like that going back over the 20 years or so of the Daft report. That's an extreme case, but more or less you can go anywhere around the country and see significant increases in rents. And it's 10% in some cases, like in Carlow and Kilkenny. It's smaller in others, maybe 4 or 5%, but still those 4 or 5% increases in places like Cavan and Monaghan or Donegal come after on top of very large increases over the last couple of years.
Your report puts it very simply. It's supply and demand. The sustained increases are driven, you say, by an acute and worsening shortage of rental housing. And that has been the situation now for a long number of years.
That's right, with one important exception. In the late 2010s, around 2018, 2019, there were a number of policy moves to encourage new rental supply. Now, with COVID lockdowns and just generally with the timeline associated with building in this country, it took a number of years, but we saw that happening in 2022 and into 2023 and 2024 in the Dublin area. With significant new pipeline of rental homes. And that meant that even though rents were rising quite rapidly in other parts of the country, including in other cities, they were not rising that much in Dublin. Now, that pipeline, unfortunately, has more or less dried up. There will be some new rental accommodation over the next couple of years, again, in Dublin. But it shows us that supply does work. Availability of rental housing improved in the city. Rents didn't increase that much. That's what we need to get back to. But unfortunately, there is no significant pipeline at the moment. And that's because, in particular, rent controls were tightened in 2021 in a way that made them quite extreme compared to our European partners and other high-income countries. Now, if we were to reform those rent controls so they matched what kind of best-in-class rent controls look like elsewhere, I think we would see another pipeline emerge. It's not the only fix needed. It's very expensive to build in this country, and that has an impact. But at least as a start, that would be something relatively simple the government could do. That would only improve the situation in the Dublin area. We'd also need to figure out a way to get new rental housing built in the rest of the country, where it's also badly needed.
And it does seem from an interview he's given in The Examiner this morning that the new housing minister agrees with you about these rent controls. But what do you do for renters if you're saying rent controls need to be loosened or need to be abolished? How do you still provide some reassurance to renters that they are not going to be facing year-on-year increases?
Well, so there's two standard things that happen in rent control systems elsewhere. One is that when a tenant leaves voluntarily, the rent resets to the market. And that means that the landlord can put in place the maintenance, keep the quality of the stock, and also reset to the market. It creates a smaller gap between sitting tenants, stayers, as we call them in the Daft report, and movers. That gap has become quite significant over the last 10 years. Since rent controls are introduced, rents in the open market are up about 100%. Rents for sitting tenants are up about 20% or 25%. And that gap was a lot smaller before rent control. So all the pressure in the market is on one particular bit at the moment. And that's quite unusual, as I say. Pretty much every other rent control system in Europe allows for what's known as vacancy decontrol. Basically, it resets to the market when someone moves out.
If that were to happen, how then, though, does that feed into additional supply, and how quickly might we get additional supply into the market?
When you think of when you think of the system we have currently, if you're an investor looking to build new rental housing, if you have no vacancy decontrol, as in the current system, you set the rent on the first day of the first tenancy, and that really determines where you're going to be in 10 or 15 years from now, because you have to, everything is determined by that initial rent. Whereas in other systems, if there's shocks, either positive or negative, in the rental sector, they will get reflected, not straight away for a sitting tenant, they're given some protection, but when they move on, rents go up or down. And that's, we had the curiosity during COVID that rents didn't fall, even though there was very little demand in Dublin, precisely because landlords were worried if they cut their rent during COVID, they wouldn't be able to put it back up. So we've actually got very inflexible rents because of that particular feature of our system. The other one is that you could exempt newly built rental housing. Now, I suspect there may not be a huge appetite for that here, but that's another quite common feature in rent control systems, that after the date of the rent controls, if you build new rental housing, it's not subject to rent controls, or it's subject to weaker rent controls. And the reason for that is that they're trying to encourage new supply. Ultimately, the solution here is to get new rental housing built, which means getting investment in, and how do we ensure that that investment happens?
Professor Ronan Lyons, thank you very much. Coming up to 7:30, we're back with news headlines.